Dane Du Plessis pulls up alongside the fishing boats docked at the port of Cape Town. Dozens of vessels sit at the harbor as workers carry out repairs and mend fishing lines. The fishermen on one aging vessel watch warily as Du Plessis of the charity Biblia climbs aboard to inspect their living and working conditions.
Are you getting paid? Are you getting salary? Are you getting
money?
Money? No, getting money.
No.
Wow. So who's
no
getting
time to give salary?
A 27-year-old, we'll call Alan to protect his identity, tells us he was promised $300 a month by the recruitment agency back in the Philippines. But like the other men here, he's received only a monthly living allowance of $50. Then, after a year at sea, those payments stopped too. After docking in Cape Town, the captain left the crew to mind the boat.
Maybe 4 months now, no give allowance, no have money.
No one has money.
No have money, sir.
These guys have no passports with them, and they are not getting paid, and their food is undercooked, and they're getting very little food. So this could be a potential case of human trafficking.
Though there aren't any figures for the fishing industry, according to the anti-slavery group, the Walk Free Foundation, fishermen are among those most affected by debt bondage and forced labor. Cape Town provides a glimpse of those who have made it to shore in search of help. They're invariably told to go to the seafarers' mission at the port. It's a refuge of sorts, away from the boats, where the men play ping pong or sit and smoke. Inside the mission, to the right, we have a chapel with church services listed both for Anglicans and Catholics. To the left, a small shop selling everything from SIM cards for mobile phones to t-shirts, hats, and sweets. And further on inside, we have the snack bar and a TV blaring South African soap operas.
I feel sick, I feel so weak. But I cannot say, I cannot complain it to the captain because I need the job.
Diterusin perjuangan gitu.
A 36-year-old Indonesian we're calling Kasmuri has a slim, athletic build and black, longish hair. But his face now bears the signs of months of exposure to the elements and sleep deprivation.
She likes exploit only to work, so they don't really think about that time for meal. You know, they have to work first sometimes for 24 hours, even 2 days, so 48 hours, you know.
Straight.
Yes, and then they give meal, but it's too late already because they have to work.
Like his colleagues, Kasmuri has gone several months unpaid, and his loved ones back home have had to borrow from friends and extended family to make ends meet.
Hook, ship, vessel, once again.
Nimrod Rajagukguk is a missionary for Worldwide Evangelization for Christ International. At the mission, he's teaching fishermen English and life skills, like overcoming the Indonesian culture of deference to demand unpaid salary and breaks, not easy when they're alone on the high seas.
Let me answer you actually, because all of them who are working at the Taiwanese company, yes, it's common, because they really abuse. And the agents sometimes in Indonesia, they don't honest towards them, also towards their family.
Yeah.
Many are hired by recruitment agencies at home to work on Taiwanese vessels abroad. The workers' complaints echo the results of a Greenpeace report released in April. It chronicles a litany of abuses on boats flagged to Taiwan, including 18 to 24-hour workdays, physical abuse, and a lack of food and drink. The Taiwanese Council of Agriculture has issued a statement saying it punishes ship owners that violate regulations under the country's Fisheries Act.
Pull the bosun for me, please, man.
In recent months, Dane Du Plessis and his team have organized two mass escapes, sending vans to fetch fishermen from docked Taiwanese and Chinese vessels and ushering them to safe houses. From there, they were at last able to head home. But such rescues are rare and many fishermen are trapped, with no access to money or their passports. To return home one day, they rely on their senior officers and captains, the very people that some seafarers accuse of exploiting them.